glad to have you along. Look, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a couple of things. We're going to do some education here today, all right? Do some education and educating. We're going to start with a guy who looks like he ought to be driving a VW microbus and selling hemp hats out of the back end. You see, because you don't judge a book by its cover. And you can learn a lot from folks that know a lot. So this guy looks like he should drive a VW microbus, sell hemp hats, but he nails the World Economic Forum and the rest of the rat bastards to the wall for exactly what they are and what they're trying to do, which is more for them and less for you and I. Klaus Schwab and these clowns are trying to create a new world order, all right. They just didn't include you except as a cog in the machine, you see. Because unless you're one of them, one of these 1/100th of 1% of the top elitists in the world, you don't belong to their club. And no, you can't join. There's no admission allowed, you see. Bite two, listen to this. Go.
Ultimately, what the globalists want is a heavily industrialized part of the world where people will be kept in welfare decadence, so to speak. They'll be given a little bit more than the poor people in the third world. The third worlders get breadcrumbs. Their countries are perpetually destabilized. And because people in destabilized areas tend to have 5 to 10 kids, there will always be more manpower to immigrate to the Western world, leading to the rise of worldwide globalistic slavery. Just putting that out there, it's fairly clear that that's what they want. They want people to make do with less so that the super rich can have much more, so that Klaus Schwab can eat his filet mignon and have a limo fleet and private jets, and you're not allowed to eat meat anymore. You have to live in a pod, you have no future, and there's nowhere to escape, by the way.
Nowhere to escape, by the way. Pretty good education to start with. And Styx 666 may have an odd name, but he can't do the math. And the math for most of us isn't all that great. Listen to his predictions for the world economic future and the UN's Agenda 2030, which you've heard of here, of course, and elsewhere. Here he goes to conclude.
Everything's been settled. Every arable area has been explored. Every square inch of land that can be developed, unless you want to go into the national parks and bulldoze things, is already settled. It's already being used for some purpose. Since there is nowhere to escape, they think that they have the entire world's population in the corner. This is also what wokeness is for. It's to convince you that doing this, enslaving people to lower and lower standards while exploiting the entire third world for cheap labor, is actually a godsend. It's the right thing to do. It's good for the world. It's nice. Well, it's not nice. It's called slavery.
It's called slavery to the World Economic Forum and Agenda 2030 from your friends at the United Nations, which, by the way, this began rolling in 1965. You see, in 1965, the immigration law signed into being then created a great switch in America. Instead of taking many of our immigrants from Europe anymore, we stopped doing that. We started taking immigrants from countries all over the world, many of them third world nations, many of them that had no interest, and certainly no interest today, in assimilating in America. They don't come to America to assimilate. They come to America to set up shop for their own beliefs and their own desires to create another third world hellhole right here, apparently. All right, we'll keep on that. I want to continue now with some simple lessons in economics. I want to go to bite 15 and 16. You'll see why. Because it's time for simple economic lessons from Florida Congressman Byron Donalds. He graduated in economics, by the way, from Florida State University a number of years ago, went into private practice as a finance man. His wife is an accountant at a big firm there in Florida. Pay attention as he schools a member of Joe Biden's administration on what economics really means and how it works in the real world. Listen to this.
Go down the pathway of providing dollars to people and they don't have to exchange labor, which is the way our economy functions, for money to pay for their goods and services, do you think that leads to a labor shortage, yes or no?
Like I said, I believe we're experiencing a shortage of good jobs, not a shortage of labor. And I think it's really critical not to blame working people.
I'm not blaming prices. Working people. What I would say is I'm blaming government policy. Because if you're given money without having to exchange it with labor, having to take your talents and abilities, and you're getting money as a result, it depends on the industriousness of the individual at that point. I'm not blaming anybody. If you're giving out free money, shoot, okay, cool. Most people are just going to go ahead and take it. We know this. But if you have a legitimate economic choice to make at your kitchen table, I can go work 40 hours or I can go work 20 hours and our living does not change, people have their own decision to make about what they're going to do. The point I'm making is that labor shortage, which was created by the quote-unquote American Rescue Plan, led to a labor shortage. And that labor shortage has led to price increases because you had people who had the revenue and the disposable cash flow to buy goods, but not enough goods in circulation to purchase. Mr. Goodspeed, is that an accurate assessment of what's happened in America since Joe Biden became president of the United States?
Yes, I think that's a fair description.
I think it's an ideal, perfect description. If you give away money from the government and you never have to go to work, but you still want to buy things, well, guess what? You get inflation. That's right, because government always creates inflation. And by the way, here is Congressman, if you don't know this man, you should. He represents the area of Fort Myers, Florida. I think it's Florida 19. Here is Congressman Byron Donalds for the win. Listen.
Let's establish a couple things. Are prices up? Yes, they are. Electricity prices are up. Good prices are up. The only reason why gasoline prices are down is because the president's been basically buying down the price with releases from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which, by the way, that's coming to an end as well. We are in a recession. I think we've covered a lot here. Look, I understand his desire to try to put this on corporate America for raising prices. But if you do not have enough workers working, there's not enough goods produced. If there's not enough goods produced, but everybody still has money to go buy goods, the price of each unit actually goes up. That's how inflation is always created. More policies of the same is only going to lead us further down the road to perdition, which we are already on.
Which we are already on. Congressman Byron Donalds, there's a man. There's a man who would have a big place in an administration if I were president. You ever watch him on CNN? He toys with the people. He is hilarious to watch. He just swats them away because he's smarter than all of them. And he demonstrates it whenever he's on with a bunch of lefties. Oh, it's precious. I just really enjoy it. All right. WellConnect is a hybrid geothermal system that connects to your existing heating and air system. If you have a well in your yard, you might be able to save 70% on heating and cooling your home going forward. It's true. You see, that well water coming in at 52 degrees here in the northern part of the country can heat and cool your home. It's a tool. It matches to what you already have. It does not replace your furnace or your air conditioner. No, it's an addition to. It's an add-on. It's a hybrid system. Geothermal used to take up big ponds and piles of money. Not anymore. Right now it's going to save you piles of money as geothermal. Yes, it is. WellConnectGeo.com. WellConnectGeo.com. Plus, there are federal and state incentives in just about every state in America. WellConnectGeo.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. I'll be right back.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
I put off making the call for years. I knew it had to be done, but I thought it'll go away with time. But every time it rained, it came back to visit me.
Take my advice. Call Bluebird Foundation Repair and Waterproofing. The good people at Bluebird have been servicing the state of Michigan for over 20 years. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are crawl space and waterproofing experts. Take it from me. Waterproofing my basement changed the feel and livability of my house. Go to BluebirdCFW.com and schedule your free estimate. That's BluebirdCFW.com.
I'm Brad Hoos, founder of the brand that makes the best flannel on the market, Muskox. We make 100% double brush cotton flannels that provide durability, comfort, and warmth using ethically sourced cotton and manufactured in conditions that we can all be proud of. We're passionate about providing the highest quality flannels around. To get your hand on the softest and toughest flannels in the market, go to GoMuskOx.com. That's GoMuskOx.com for the best flannel you've ever seen.